Pope Benedict XVI has just concluded celebrating Mass in the soccer stadium of Verona. The Eucharistic celebration came at the conclusion of the fourth national meeting of the Italian Bishops' Conference and was the final leg of a formal papal visit to the reunion's host city of Verona. The chills and rain of the autumn season didn't stop the Italian Prime Minister, along with tens of thousands of Italian faithful, filling Verona's soccer stadium to pray with Pope Benedict XVI and sing an especially formed choir for the occasion. In his homily, Pope Benedict challenged the bishops and the faithful present to remember their Christian heritage and to not get caught up in the distractions of this world. He underlined that we are the heirs to the victorious witnesses of the saints and apostles, and that in turn we should be prepared to offer the same to others on our quest for Catholic action and sanctity. We must form and communicate our faith, said the Pope. But he reminds us that it's only from contemplating Christ's resurrection that we find the true nature of the Church and her mission to present all the vigour and joy of our faith. It's all about taking the hope of the risen Lord to the world, said the Pope, and in this way the Christians of Italy have a special mission as the world comes to them in tourism. The Pope instructed the Italians to turn back to their faith, to allow it to shine through, restoring their sacred art, cleaning their churches up and caring for their antiquities. Restaurate le città isolate sono tante. Beyond this, Pope Benedict instructed the Italian people to renew the face of their parishes through returning to Mass, praying more together and joining in ministry activities such as giving to the poor. But earlier today, Pope Benedict addressed participants of the Ecclesial Convention with similarly strong words, as Emma McCarthy reports.
Pope Benedict's speech, 6 pages of analysis, was loudly applauded. It focused on the complex relationship between faith, society and state. The Holy Father spoke of the Church as being at the service of the nation, not only in Italy, but also in Europe and throughout the world.
L'Italia di oggi si presenta a noi profondamente bisognoso perché partecipa di quella cultura che predomina in Occidente.
Pope Benedict said that the predominant culture in Europe is to exclude God from both public life and the cultural sphere. As a result, it has become more difficult to have faith in him, above all because the world is increasingly represented as a product of man, a world in which God is rendered superfluous. The Pope pointed out that the reduction of our consideration of the person to that of a commodity is directly linked to this new wave of relativistic secularism. This type of culture, observed the Pope, has radically severed all links not only with Christianity, but with all religious traditions and human morals. This type of culture, affirmed the Pope, is therefore incapable of establishing true dialogue with other cultures in which the religious dimension is a vital factor. Neither can it provide answers to the fundamental questions on the sense and direction of our lives.
Grazie. Il progetto culturale della Chiesa, quindi senza dubbio a tal fine, un'intuizione felice.
Pope Benedict told the bishops, clergy and lay faithful gathered to hear him that it is the mission of all Christians in religious and secular spheres to be proud witnesses of their faith, moreover to be visible practicing Christians, thus offering a concrete alternative to the individualism of modern society. The Holy Father urged greater attention to be paid in the fields of formation and education. He once again stressed the need for increased support for the family and called on Catholics working in civil and political spheres not to shirk their Christian responsibilities.
A tal fine sono chiaramente indispensabili le energie morali e spirituali.
The Church, concluded the Pope, does not intend to be a political agent, but it does reserve the right to inform the moral conscience of its people and to use its own moral energies to encourage a just social order. I'm Emer McCarthy.